Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning, and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for taking your time this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And joining me is my friend and partner, Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor and chief of staff, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. As always, it's so good to be with you this Sunday morning. Always look forward to these times we have together. Thank you for the introduction. As you know, I've been doing this job in Northwest Georgia for over, 20 years, inpatient and outpatient primary care. Like you said, I'm the chief of staff at CHI Memorial Georgia. And again, I'm amazed at all that CHI continues to do in this area. Such a good work and such growth in Northwest Georgia. I'm also thankful to my friends at Benchmark Physical Therapy, getting to work with them. And also for the support of LHC, that's Louisiana Healthcare, through both Heartlight Hospice and Home Care Solutions, and my good friends and colleagues there. You know, I'm really glad today we're going to have a guest, I believe, from Heartlight Hospice on. And so many people don't know much about hospice care, and people don't like to talk about it. So in primary care, we have to talk about hospice all the time. They do a great job, and I'm glad that we get to perhaps clear the air and have some education. I don't know how much you know about hospice, but I know we'll learn a lot more, and you'll learn a lot more by the end of the show. Again, about CHI and what they're doing, in thinking of our topic today, I want to remind people that a cancer diagnosis can be overwhelming. But the treatment just shouldn't be, and that's why CHI Memorial offers the safest, most effective cancer treatments available with a customized treatment plan just for you. Now it's more convenient to get the care you need with two locations, one in Chattanooga and now, as I mentioned, one in North Georgia at CHI Memorial on the Parkway. So we have the hospital, but also the Parkway, which is where my office is. Just visit memorial.org, that's memorial.org, to learn how CHI Memorial's radiation oncology team works together to provide support and help when you need it. Once again, thank you to CHI Memorial for all they're doing in Northwest Georgia and Chattanooga. Ed, tell us a little bit about what's going on in your world.
Thank you, my friend. And yes, I am the owner of Nutrition World here on Lee Highway in Chattanooga. Been doing it since 1979, so it'll be almost 40 years next month. And we are evolving constantly, and we are attempt to be a service center and education location to help people partner with us on their journey to health. It is a confusing world out there, and as all of us know who've ever struggled with trying to maintain optimal health, heal from disease, slow down aging, be more fit, have more energy, all the things that tend to diminish with Father Time and lack of knowledge. We don't come into this world with a owner's manual. And back in the, let's say, the jungle days, we were probably far more healthier, other than when you got infections. And thank goodness we have, people like you that and medicine that can help cure that. And we also did very poorly in childbirth. But outside of that, I think the stamina and the robustness of people back in the more archaic days was far better, because we didn't have options to eat all of the bad foods, make choices that we were really not sure of, and we got plenty of exercise, plenty of vitamin D from the sun, blank, blank, blank. And so Nutrition World has really put together a team. I have 26 employees. We have different aspects to the business that can help people to help themselves. And I know you certainly are a frequent person at Nutrition World, and we are very fortunate to have such a talented group of people. And this is what this radio show is really about, and so many things I do is education. It's not to sell something. It's to help people help themselves. So you know, that's kind of my take. And we are expanding in about 3 months to another building next door that will offer more of these opportunities for holistic, nutritional-focused practitioners. And it's going to be an exciting time.
You know, I couldn't agree more, Ed. And, you know, teaching your body how to heal itself is something that's near and dear to primary care as well. And I've learned so much from you in that, you know, for years and years, gosh, again, 20 plus, you know, what I preach primarily is, you know, diet and exercise. That's near and dear to my heart and spiritual health as well. And I've had my eyes open to so much more from a non-traditional standpoint that I've gotten to share with my patients. And that's just been a great blessing of doing this show, just to expand my knowledge base and be able to help my patients. And I do that on a daily basis. And frankly, people are learning to blend traditional and non-traditional medicines as they're looking for better health. And that's great. And they actually listen to me about spiritual health and physical health, mental health, and it's all tied together. And what you put into your body, we talk about that, you know, healthy eating. Not that you and I do that perfectly all the time, because we don't. But for the most part, we do. And we're trying to use vitamins and supplements that keep us healthier. And we talk about that every week on the show. So I still am amazed at the possibility for the blending of traditional and non-traditional medicine. And that's been my biggest surprise, because I thought we were going to have complete differences from day one, and we just haven't. It's been a great, great eye-opening experience.
Well, I have to say, now, it's been relatively easy for you and I, and that is not always the case. In fact, one of my employees had her young son, maybe 1 year old, had a first ear infection ever, goes to the pediatrician, and even the pediatrician said, this is not bad ear infection. Here's you the drugs. I want you to take prescriptions. And my employee asked the pediatrician, and she's a sweetheart little girl and just so kind and gentle, and said, is there any way that, like, maybe I could resort for a few days to trying natural medicine? And the pediatrician turned to her and said this, I'm going to pretend I did not hear that.
You're kidding me.
And if you know, and really gave it to her as far as an attitude that if you don't do what I'm telling you, then you probably need to find someone else. That is not what I call good medicine or gentle medicine. And we deal with people, and it's not a, we're not fixing cars here. And we have to be kind to people. And if I think if a practitioner doesn't agree, you can agree to disagree. And you don't have to kick the person in the butt if just because they didn't follow your orders. You know, the patients, you know, the physician works for the patient, actually. I don't know if you agree with that or not.
No, I do. I do.
Okay.
But, you know, it may not always be, you know, you said that maybe the person didn't agree. Don't forget, from a physician's standpoint, a lot of us have a huge chip on our shoulders. So if you don't have the answer to something, you know, the person may respond that way because they're ignorant of what to do and they're embarrassed of that. And they don't want to say something like, you know, I really have no idea what you're talking about. I'm going to have to research that and get back to you. Instead of saying that, they just dismiss it. And I'm not saying that's what this particular provider did, but it is a possibility. And we see that, I'd say, more from, gosh, say focused subspecialists. And a patient comes in and says, you know, I asked them about a subject that was not in their field and they just went off on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I hear that a lot. The thing about primary care is, and one of the things I love, every day we're facing puzzles, problems we don't know the answer to. And it's okay to tell a patient, I don't know the answer yet. We're going to look for the answer. We're going to look into this, but no, I don't have the answer yet. And that's not an issue for us. And so we don't really mind that question. Oh my goodness, even working with you, I have people several times a week bring up something I'm thinking, I have no idea. And I'll say, can you just run over to Ed and just ask him? Because I've never heard of that before, but I'll look into it. But so often now I do know what they're talking about. It's nice to have an intelligent response. But even in the past, before we did the show, I had to tell people all the time, I have never heard of that herb. I have no idea. I mean, even simple things sometimes, but things that are simple to me now. But to any of the providers listening, yeah, if they're asking you a question and you don't agree, it's probably okay to say, well, I don't agree with that, but just do it in a respectful manner.
Respect. That's exactly right. And, you know, at nutritionw.com, we have compiled a lot of information. And, you know, we all are blessed to have the internet. I mean, everything's a double sword in this life, and it's not perfect, and it causes some difficulties that we didn't anticipate 20 years ago. However, you know, in the palm of our hand, we have the access that's equal and larger to the biggest library that's ever been on the face of the earth. And we can use it or abuse it. And in fact, Dr. Google has created a lot of anxiety in this country. And those of us who are self-admitted hypochondriacs, I think we have to realize that we cannot Google every symptom we have. And I know you see patients that have done that, and it's a nightmare. It can really ruin someone's life. Now, that's different than being educated. So, you know, I'm just...
Well, two sides of that, too. Yeah. My comments there, one, I tell, and it's especially the people under 50, they'll come in and having Googled something, or I'll just ask them if they seem to be asking a pointed question. I say, look, just tell me what site you've been on. What are you wanting to know? So I would encourage people, if they've done research and they're worried, like let's say they put in fatigue and it told them they have lymphoma. Let's just say, I mean, they, yeah. You know, it's like, oh my goodness, you're so many tests past me. But if there's something they're worried about, yeah, let me address that. So tell your provider if there's something you've Googled, you're worried about it, just tell them. I mean, they may laugh and say, no, that's not what you have. But I'll always offer to people, do you want me to prove that to you? I mean, I know you don't, but I can prove you objectively, not just subjectively. And I'll do that for, you know, some just say, nope, I've known you a long time. That's good enough for me. Some people say, yes, I'd really like you to show me. And that's not a problem. Number two, get on a reputable website, at least use something like UpToDate. That's one of the really good websites. There's a lot of other ones. You know, WebMD is not bad. UpToDate is fantastic. Hippocrates is not bad. So there are a lot of reputable sites that will give you decent information. So use that site and just discuss your findings with your provider.
Absolutely. I think we all need partners on this journey, whether it be a general practitioner, someone who has other skills. But, you know, because if our only partner is the internet, it's going to feed us a lot of poison and toxic information in regard to anxiety and worry. And fear is a toxin, especially when it's chronic. Well, guess what? It's already time for us to take a break. When we come back, we will be discussing this big topic of hospice. And I know that we're a show about health, but all of health changes, and the reality of life is, you know, we are renting these bodies and they will wear out at a certain point. And
so true.
I've been through this once or a couple times with, you know, relatives and parents, and until I went through it, I was clueless, and I still halfway am. So we're going to be fortunate to be, you know, really informed here with a great lady, Dee Dee Harris. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back again with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And, you know, our show is compiled primarily, of course, about health. And, you know, we're passionate, both of us, and we speak endlessly about this. But the reality of life is, there will be a day when the health will dissolve away. Father Time can be certainly a realistic thing in every creature that lives. And I have been through, you know, the burying of loved ones and the caretaking at the end of the life. And hospice was something that I was clueless about, absolutely knew nothing about it, like most people, until they have to go through it. And I'll even say, even after you go through it, you really don't sometimes know the whole story. So today we have a great guest, Dee Dee Harris from Heartlight Hospice. Welcome, Dee Dee.
Thank you, Ed.
We met just the other day, and Dr. Green has been filling me in again on what hospice really means. And I know early on in my life, this is what I thought it meant. It was where you were at the very end of your life, and this special group would come in and would medicate me into a coma until I passed away. Tell me what the realistic story is about hospice and why it's something that we all have to at least know something about in order to make wise decisions when a time and place comes for those of us who we may be taking care of. Tell me about hospice.
And Ed and Dee Dee, let me jump in there for just a second too. So, you know, hospice, well, I think I used to have about the same opinion too. And when you're getting hospice for your family, you're in such grief at the time. And I've had several family members who have had hospice long before I worked with hospice, and I've been working with hospice now for maybe 3+ years. But you're in such grief that you don't really remember everything they do. What I will say that I remember, say, for my dad when he was going through cancer, was the kindness that was shown to the family and to my dad. So I always remember that. But from a medical standpoint, yeah, hospice is when you have a diagnosis with a life expectancy of 6 months or less. It doesn't mean you're going to die, but it does mean that there is a reasonable expectancy. Then hospice is an option, so it's worth talking to your provider about that. You can get so much more care. A lot of the restrictions from an insurance standpoint are relaxed, from a medication standpoint are relaxed, but nobody's going to medicate someone into a coma, which would be really bad medical care. But to make sure someone is able to live their life with dignity and free of pain is one of the goals. But there are so many goals in hospice, but mainly it's taking care of the patient. It's a ministry, showing love to the patient and the family. And one of the biggest things I've learned as a doctor working with hospice is you cannot do that by yourself. I think the thing that made me stay away from the hospice industry so long as a medical provider was that I thought, there is no way I can do that. No way. And then the reason for that was it's so hard emotionally, and how are you going to give that level of care? Well, it's a team of people. That's how you do it. So everybody from, you know, Dee Dee working to help secure the services and communicate with the providers, and I mean, she does so much more, I'll let her talk about that, to the director working, to the chaplain, so they've got ministers that are working, to the nurses, the nurse practitioners, me. It's a group of people, and, you know, like they say, it takes a community to raise a child. It takes a community of people in the hospice industry to take care of one person, and it's a team approach. So you may not know that, but it's 10 to 15 people taking care of you.
Wow. And I know that it does take a team. So, Dee Dee, you work for which company?
I'm with Heartlight Hospice. Mm-hmm. We're a division of LHC Group.
And, you know, again, like Dr. Green's talking about, you know, there are people. Are there people who go through the last stages with no hospice? That's a question I didn't know. Is there, that they do it on their own?
Oh, sure, absolutely. What we like to think about at hospice services, it makes the most of each moment for that person who is diagnosed with a terminal illness. And like Dr. Green said, we have a family. We really have a team that takes care of that patient for the end of life. We have nursing that is available 2 times a week, up to 5 times a week for that patient. We have CNAs that come out 2 times to 5 times per week for that patient as well. As Dr. Green mentioned, we have a chaplain that makes visits. We have a social worker that visits each family, as well as, you know, many other services that are offered.
Wow. And, you know, just from a personal standpoint, you know, I'm a single guy. I have a very small family unit. If I were on my last stages of life, you know, I would have some support, but I wouldn't have like a big family setting and things. And I'm just imagining myself, you know, kind of being in that place. And I mean, this would be the only option for a person like me who's kind of I won't say loner, but, you know, I don't have a big family unit. So they would come to my house. If I'm at my house, or does this have to be hospital setting?
Oh, no. It's definitely a home setting, okay. And that's what's beautiful about hospice. We bring that patient home if they're in the hospital at the end stage of life, and the family wants them at home, and a lot of times the patient would rather be at home than in a hospital, and all of our services come to you.
Really? Well, see, that's something I didn't know was absolute. I thought that was more rare, so that's comforting to know, and If you are just tuning in, you're listening to Vital Health Radio presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for joining us. And again, our guest today is Dee Dee Harris with Heartlight Hospice. And we're talking about something that is very important to all of us. Everyone here is going to have someone. They're either going to watch someone pass away or they will be seen passing away. And it needs to be respected. It's not a time where I think we should try to do things independently and think we can conquer all this. Well, Heartlight Hospice seems to have certainly their act together as far as you telling me this. But one thing I didn't realize actually too much until just recently is there are a lot of hospices. And see, for years I thought hospice was hospice. It's just one company or one institution. But that's not true, is it, Dee Dee?
No, absolutely not, Ed. There are numerous companies for hospice out there. We have quite a few agencies in Northwest Georgia. You have to actually research, do some homework, and pick the one that best fits your needs and your family. We pride ourselves at Heartlight Hospice on being very kind, very gentle, very personable. All of our patients rank us at the end of the care, and we actually rank in the 5% in the nation as far as patient care.
Really?
Yeah, it is impressive.
That is, because I know from being a long-term business owner, entrepreneur, I mean, the foundation, the iron building blocks of any business is the employees. And we all struggle with that. And, you know, it takes a ton of work to continue to maintain the right job services and attitudes and replace people as they need to be replaced. And we have a society who is connected to mediocrity, and they simply don't do really good work anymore. So a company like Heartlight, if they're, and it sounds like they're excellent, is obviously looking seriously at the right people, training and keeping them. And that is, of course, so important, especially if they're coming to your house. Now, one thing I know, you know, a lot of older people always are concerned about is thievery in their house when people come. What's the real issue with that? I mean, should they be worried if a nurse is coming to take care of them and they are by themselves?
So one, no. Should people be careful? Probably. I mean, every once in a while, I've never heard of that with any hospice that I've worked with, but you do hear tales about stuff like that. So that, you know, that's a dishonest individual in that case.
Exactly.
So is it possible for a human being to be of low character and do something like that? Yes. I've heard those stories, and those people are prosecuted. I mean, they are.
Gotcha.
I mean, this isn't losing your job. This is going to jail when that kind of thing happens. So I have heard those tales. I've heard of it happening locally. I have, and not with the companies I've worked with and not with Heartlight. So the people, that's one thing I was thinking as you were talking, the people that gravitate towards hospice, like Dee Dee and everybody else that she mentioned, look at this more as a ministry. I mean, this is something they're doing from their heart. I mean, it's one reason I love the name of this. They really are pouring their heart into this. They hurt when the patient hurts. They're crying when the patient dies. You know, this is the way you should feel. I mean, you should love your patient. And they do. They really do. And they're on call 24/7. That's another nice thing. These patients have access to healthcare any time. And these people run out to their house and get whatever they need virtually any time. And I've seen or heard the weirdest tales about the middle of the night things they do, and they don't complain about it because they're ministering to these people. It's not just healthcare, it's a ministry.
So, Dee Dee, at midnight, someone's like feeling terrible or they're like having a need, they can actually call your company?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We have a nurse line 24/7. They can always call in. There's always someone there to answer that phone, answer that line, and then we reach out to the medical director if necessary. The doctor can give directions to the nurse. We'll get back with them immediately.
I had no idea that that was the case. You know, this, honestly, and I'm not just saying that, it's actually comforting to me because, again, I don't have that big family unit, and I'm not a person who's really good at asking for help, and this is like an insurance-friendly. Is that right?
Oh, I mean, yes, absolutely. Most of all of our services are covered 100% by insurance.
Wow.
Very seldom do they have to come out of pocket with any money at all.
Now, is there a time limit that hospital or insurance will reimburse for this?
I might speak to that. So Yes and no. What we do, we actually meet periodically and we discuss all of the care for the patient, making sure everything's appropriate, that the hospice care is appropriate, and the patient is getting everything they need. So let's say someone had cancer and we expect a life expectancy of under 6 months, but they do better. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank the Lord. They're doing better. You just look at the care you're giving, the diagnosis. Is everything reasonable? Are they living, you know, longer than you expected for a good reason? If they are and they're doing relatively well, but the cancer diagnosis or whatever it is still there and the life expectancy is simply better than you expected, you can stay on hospice. So you just have to justify that to the insurance. Let's say it's Medicare. So you're actually sending reports to CMS mm-hmm. and saying, look, this is where we're going. We're going to recertify this person. And here is everything we know about them and why they're here longer. And we submit that. And so far, in all these years, I've never seen an issue. And people need to understand there are people that get better. Wonderful. Let's say somebody did get better. You know, they're healed of this illness. Wonderful. You can come off of hospice. Let's say someone wanted to try hospice for a period of time thinking, I don't know if this is for me. Do it for a month or two. It's okay. You can stop hospice. You can always restart hospice. There are really less boundaries with hospice than there are with a lot of traditional care.
Wow. And again, I find that very comforting. Now, one issue, and we're going to run out of time, so I want to make it quick here, is, you know, a person wants to buy a certain nutrient. I tell them constantly, like if they call on the phone, I don't say it directly, but I say indirectly, you know, let the buyer beware because there's good, better, best, and absolutely worthless. I'm not saying that's true of all the companies of hospice, but there's different levels of quality and service. And I know from you told me about the rating of Heartlight Hospice, how it was in the top 5% and has some great accolades and credentials. If a person wants to pursue this and has a need to either learn about it now because of potential issues or just absolutely needs it now, how would they get in touch with your company, Dee Dee?
Okay, our office number is 706-272-1035. Also, I'll give my cell number, which is 678-276-6526. You can call either of those numbers anytime, day or night, and we'll get back in touch with you as soon as possible.
Wow, and they also could Google Heartlight Hospice. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'd say of Dalton, I mean, in this area, Dalton, but really put in, I guess, your own city, and it'll tell you which one's closest.
Oh, okay. So it's in how many cities? A lot?
Oh, my goodness. I wish I knew how many. Dee Dee, do you know?
Well, we have an office, a division of Heartlight Hospice. We have in Dalton, Georgia, and also in LJ.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Well, it's time for us to take a break, and when we come back, we'll be discussing more about your nutrition and health with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back again with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we are, of course, all about your health, and we personally want to kind of always speak about, you know, the things that both of us go through. We watch, we learn, we listen, and one part that I'm always feel is valuable for people is talking about places to eat in our local community. And Dr. Green, I think you eat out a pretty good amount, don't you?
Several times a week, yes.
Yeah. And I'm terrible about that because, again, I live alone and I don't enjoy cooking, so I do eat out. I won't even say how much. But what I do, though, is I'm extremely particular about what I choose because, of course, my whole life is built around, you know, the concept of nutrition and food. And, you know, you can go to many restaurants and 80%, I'm only guessing approximately, of the choices you make can be very devastating to your health because, you know, we are in a society that's going to offer whatever people want to spend their money on, they're going to have as an option. but they also are starting to learn somewhat that there are more and more of people like both of us, Dr. Green, that we want and we attempt to choose the better quality foods. And when I say better quality, I'm talking about colored vegetables. I'm talking about, you know, in a perfect world, we would actually have foods that were more grass-fed beef, and we would always have fish that were more wild caught or were of the better varieties of fish that are safer. When I say safer fish, when you eat fish that is full of heavy metals like swordfish, and there is a neat little card that I give out at the store, and it's made by a company called Nordic Naturals, and it lists the three types of levels of risk of fish, low, medium, and high. And the high level is, of course, where all the heavy metals are found.
A question for you real quick.
Yeah.
Is this information also in that Seafood Watch app that we talk about?
Right. And that Seafood Watch app, I'm glad you reminded me, is something on your cell phone that you can download, and it will explain when you go to a restaurant, you ask the person at the restaurant, you know, where did this fish come from? And generally, they'll know if there are any restaurant that has any connections with the chef or the people who do things. And so they'll come back and say, oh, well, this particular codfish came from wherever. And you go into this app, and it's going to tell you whether you should eat this or not. Because I can tell you, eating fish with high heavy metals is devastating in the long run to your memory, to your cancer rates, to your disease rates, because it's cumulative. You don't get rid of heavy metals, and that is lead, mercury, some copper actually can do that too. And in fact, there's a lot of studies with copper excessively in the brain and Alzheimer's. So, you know, none of this affects people who are 30 and 40 and 50 because they don't feel it at that point, even though it's accumulating. So you're building, you need to do this in the 30, 40s and 50s because once it's in your brain, it's probably not going to come out. But saying all that, I went last night to Farm to Fork.
It is great place.
Good. I'm glad to hear that you like it. And it's down off 2A near Ringgold, and it is locally owned. And I have been off and on eating there for several years. And he expanded about a year and a half ago to a larger place. Well, it always amazes me, and I'm always almost skeptical when I go in because I ask almost every time, I say, now, the salmon here, tell me about it. Oh, we have wild-caught salmon. I can count on about seven fingers the amount of restaurants that offer wild-caught salmon. In fact, most restaurants think farm-raised salmon is to be bragged about. And I saw a farm-raised salmon farm in travels about 3 months ago. It was absolutely sickening to watch these fish just groping over other fish because they're so crowded. And they were eating, of course, the feces of the other fish. And in fact, some of these salmon, the big ones, ate the small salmon because that's what they do. There's so many. And then they pour this food in there that's basically like dog food, and it has no nutrient value. It has calories, and that's where, you know, all they care about is how big can it get, and they give it stuff to make it have the color of salmon because they can't produce it on their own because they don't have enough nutrition. So any restaurant who brags about the farm-raised salmon, they don't know what they're doing. Now, there are farm-raised salmons that are doing it right. The problem is we can't tell which ones are doing it right. There's no way to look into the history of that. So the only way to halfway be correct is to do the wild-caught. But saying that, Farm to Fork, and last night I had cabbage, and I tell them make it with very little oil, and I had coleslaw, and I had the wild-caught salmon, and it was unbelievable how delicious that was. What have you had down there? Do you remember?
Gosh, it's been a little while since I've been there. The most recent time they actually catered, so it was more of a lemon chicken that they brought, and it was excellent. So, I mean, just tasted so good. I think they brought a few things I didn't eat, like mac and cheese. I was being a good boy that day, and their rolls and stuff like that. So I stuck with the proteins that day. Couldn't do a full keto meal. You know I like to do that. But I did try to stay away from, oh, I love mac and cheese, especially with some good Texas Pete on it. I will tell everybody, love that stuff. But couldn't do it that day. Last time, you know, I've been going there like you since they first opened the old Farm to Fork. So I remember going there being very impressed with their food. And I wish I could remember everything I've eaten there, but all I can say is I have never been disappointed at Farm to Fork. It has always been a good meal.
Absolutely. And, you know, I really, really try to give advice that that our life, as far as food choices, should be an 80-20 rule. I definitely make, I won't even say unwise choices. I just make choices that, you know, life, part of it is about pleasure, and food is part of my pleasure system. And so I will eat very healthy 80 to 85% of the time, but I almost intentionally try not to do 100 because that's where burnout comes in. And I will say I had some onion rings, first time probably in 10 years I've had onion rings. And just because I'm the older I get, and as some people, I become more of an open book and I don't really care what people think as much. I've got 14 tattoos. And one of my tattoos, I was really nervous about the last one I got. I was at Farm to Fork, and my buddy Brian, Brian Connell, was sitting with me, and he said, I think you need to get these onion rings because you're so nervous about this tattoo. And I did, and they were to die for onion rings. Of course, I haven't had them in 10 years, haven't had them since. But, you know, it's just an example of I don't want to be perfect. And none of us should even strive for that because it is destructive to try to do that.
I've actually tried that before. So in another life, when I was like 20 and ran way too much, way too far, ate too little, drank way too many Mellow Yellows. I mean, I lived on Mellow Yellow, basically, and Mountain Dews. And except for the Mountain Dews, Mellow Yellow, and coffee, the diet and exercise were virtually perfect, but I was miserable. I mean, you can be very good. Now, granted, if somebody's training for their triathlon, marathon, they're a professional athlete, yeah, you may have to do that, but it is not a pleasant life. It's not a pleasant diet. People that are strict bodybuilders or doing the shows have to do that, but you can't. If it's for a short time, I think, fine, but to live an entire life that way is unpleasant. I did it for a few years, so I'm like you. 80-20, I don't really count it. But when I go out to a restaurant, I just decide, do I want to be good or not? And I do whichever one I want. Mm-hmm. And I may eat something really bad. They may see me eating a big cheeseburger with bacon. But I tell my patients, if you do, know that, you know, for the last week, I've actually been good and I'm following the same recommendations I give them. But it is okay, short of like, gosh, uncontrolled diabetes, it's okay to get off your diet. It really is.
And, you know, I can, if I do choose something that's not really great, I try to balance it even within that meal with something else. If I'm going to have something, if I were going to have macaroni and cheese, I'm going to make dang sure that I will have something of colored vegetable. I will have the cabbage. I will have the spinach. I will have the coleslaw. Something else to balance it. I want to make one quick comment, and I know in the medical field this is like huge, but I was at Publix the other night, and I had not looked at the ingredient list of Ensure, which is the protein drink that, of course, is so commonly used in this country. And on a short run, I think it's fine. But when I looked at the ingredients, I did an Instagram post actually yesterday of this video of me going on a tirade. I said, this is the most despicable, unclean, nasty ingredients I can ever imagine a company wanting to make. Use the worst oil on earth, canola. It's absolutely toxic and terrible. You use corn-derived types of sweeteners. Use a protein that is of a very low quality. Now, what it's good for is calories. So if you just need calories and you're just really struggling, short term, it's fine. But your body is built when the new cells are made in your body, like the colon cells, you have new ones every 4 days. You have skin cells every 3 weeks. You have actually skeletal cells every 10 years. Well, guess where these things are made from? They are made from the foods that you eat every single day. So if you're going to build a house with very poor quality ingredients, don't expect it to last. When your cells are using these fats of this kind of low quality, that's the cell you're going to build as the months go on. So on Instagram, on Nutrition World, if you want to see my tirade, you know, please do so. And you know what? We've already ran out of time on this segment.
And I want you to quit holding back your thoughts. You just don't express yourself well.
Yeah, I'm sugarcoating it. I'm sorry. Time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and back with my partner, Dr. Green. And in the fourth segment, we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed, once again for that kind introduction. And as always, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale Baptist Church, you can download their free app. All of the worship times are there and a lot of information. And again, it is free. Also visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. Now, today's spiritual moment will focus on the peace and freedom from fear many of us search for. Let's begin with a few verses. First, Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Next, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And last, John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus is talking, and he says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Fear, anxiety, worry. Which of us does not want to be free of those feelings? Proverbs says to guard your heart. This refers not to the pump we all know, but the seat of emotions in us, which also includes joy as well as sorrow. We often act out in life the result of the struggles on the inside, the worries, fears, and anxiety with which we struggle internally. We function best in life when our hearts are at peace. We need to guard our hearts from the chaos of this crazy world. We face the mad rush of life, storms, and obstacles we did not anticipate. It can truly be overwhelming sometimes, but we cannot let our outward circumstances dictate how we ultimately feel on the inside. Jesus tells us that he has a peace to offer that is freely available to us. Well, I will choose to meditate on that peace that he gives over the chaos and anxiety of my circumstances. So, guard your heart from the fear and anxiety and worry of this life, and think instead on the peace that only God offers to you. Your attitude can be influenced by your choice of peace instead of being dictated by your circumstances. Your actions, hopefully in a life lived fiercely and free of fear, will flow from that choice. I want to close with a quote from Thomas Watson. He was a 17th century pastor. "If God be our God, he will give us peace in trouble. When there is a storm without, he will make peace within. The world can create trouble in peace, but God can create peace in trouble." And this is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed, back to you.
Thank you, my friend. And I think that, to me, the word that you spoke that was the most powerful is choosing. We have a choice that we must make, probably on a daily, sometimes hourly basis, to not let the showering down of all this chaotic stress, and here we are in the holiday season, which doubles it, and we choose. So thank you for that very much. One thing on stress and the holidays is we posted on Nutrition W about 2 weeks ago at kind of a concise article for those people who need to, and I'm a big fan of this, having a toolbox. If you're going to work on a car, you're going to have a toolbox full of a lot of different options so that you can do and complete the job. Well, in life and in nutrition and in health, we need a toolbox. And that means options. That means something that when you need it, you don't have to run around the world looking for something. You already have it somewhat in place. Well, as far as stress and anxiety. If you're a person who connects with wanting to only have most of the time completely natural remedies, under nutritionw.com, we have a really great article on Holiday Survival Guide. And just to summarize it a little bit quickly, CBD is one of those, and CBD is coming from hemp. And good news on hemp and CBD, and Dr. Green may not know this, I don't know, but the Farm Bill, there's a bill called that, and in this bill, which supposedly will be signed next week into law, will make this product completely federally legal. It's not illegal now. It's in an in-between weird gray area, and this is going to open the market for this, and in some ways I like it, in some ways I don't, because what I don't like about it is you're going to have, instead of having, like right now, there's 2,000 companies making it, there's going to be 10,000 companies. And I will assure you, you mark it down, and I've not heard this, you will be able to buy CBD Coca-Colas. That is my prediction. And it's going to be sold everywhere. We have had people lose their jobs because it does look like you can fail a THC marijuana test with it.
We've seen it happen.
And yeah, you've seen it. I've seen it. I've got a heartbreak story this week about it happening. So the right arm of this society doesn't know what the left arm's doing, which is quite often. But I'm getting off on my tangents here, so I don't want to go too far. But it's going to change, and it's really good news, because this and the other article on the news this morning was the amount of people who have been treated with opiates for chronic pain, and their physician, like you, have been now strapped to where it's getting more and more difficult but to give them prescriptions. But these people are crashing. They're literally dying because you can't go from lots of opiates to nothing. Well, the in-between stage is, and I can't legally say you can use this in place of that, but there are natural remedies that can help some people to do well during this transition, so I encourage people to research that. One website I do like is Mercola. He's a physician, M-E-R-C-O-L-A.com. And I know I'm rambling way too much here, Dr. Green, but I've got to get in about four of my lectures that are coming up. At Nutrition World, we are so hugely connected to educating the public. And you and I have talked about this at length, about the keto diet. The keto diet is a diet where you train the body to burn fat for fuel rather than carbohydrates. When that happens, your brain works much more effectively. You lose body fat and you have less cravings. We're going to teach a class for what we call beginner's class on January 8th, and that's going to be on a Tuesday. And then we have one on January 29th, we labeled advanced keto. People like yourself, the advanced would probably be what you would want to come to. And then we have one on hemp, the topic I just spoke about, on January 15th. And then the last one is on Ideal Protein. It's a diet out of Canada that is a type of keto, a little bit different than traditional, but we've been doing this for 11 years, and it's where we take a person in, and you come visit us once a week. We analyze, we help you through the journey of weight loss.
Can I ask you a question about that? Is there, and I remember learning about that at the keto class that I went to, patients have asked me, is there a guarantee with that, any guaranteed weight loss, or if you don't have success, is there anything that they're guaranteed going in, like you'll lose this much in this period of time?
When you say guarantee, there's not, but I can tell you with absolute 95% accuracy that most men will lose 2 to 3 pounds a week, and most women lose 1 to 2 pounds a week.
And they're thinking more of the money is what the patients are asking, because I don't know the cost. They're like, well, what if I don't lose the weight? And I say, I don't know. They'll have to go ask Ed.
Well, the thing is, you're going to see this within 2 weeks. Your investment is not significant. If you're not getting anything in 2 to 3 weeks and you don't feel intuitively it's going to work for you, which is very rare, if you follow our guidelines, I've only had two people out of maybe 2,200 who we could not figure out why these two women would not lose weight.
And you know, I've had about two that didn't lose weight either, but when I talk to them, they're not doing it right. They're cheating all the time, and it's just not going to work.
It's just not going to work. And we always figure that out in all the other cases. And the thing is, we've learned very, very succinctly that if they start many drugs like Claritin or statin drugs will completely stop the weight loss process if you're doing it through a keto method. And many drugs, antibiotics, blank, blank, blank. If you have terrible stress in your life all of a sudden, you know, things happen like that, those can stop it because cortisol goes up. But, you know, so those people who want to learn, hey, we are here to help you in so many ways. And I do want to plug a new podcast that we have called The Holistic Navigator. And holistic spelled with an H. It is my new podcast. I've got three or four under my belt. And if you want to go on iTunes, it is now on iTunes. And you can subscribe and listen to me rant and rave by myself. I miss you terribly. But this is at a different location, and there's no one else right now just happens to be there. So I'm just wide open for 40 minutes, and I have not listened.
And you love it.
I am not listening to myself because I'm too self-critical. But I actually walk away feeling somewhat cleansed because I get to throw out all the little bit of frustrating things I don't get to do during the day.
And I can say your keto classes are excellent, having attended one, and I'm going to go back and learn more. So if I like that, I think the community will too.
Thank you so much. And you know what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon. Thank you for listening, and we will be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and peaceful day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.